In our studios this morning, among others, Matt Leinbauer, Woodward County Emergency Management Director. Matt, as we talked about yesterday evening, and you brought us up to speed a couple of times yesterday, a few anxious moments with train derailment, basically just north of the downtown area there from 9th Street, what, down toward 6th Street, I guess. Kind of tell us what you know now, and we'll get into what comes next here in a bit.
That's right, yeah, with that quite a call, one that you didn't want to get for sure, that we received about 5:30 yesterday evening. Of course, we've got a great hazmat team here in Woodward. Fire Chief Mike Wickware has rebuilt that hazmat team. In fact, we've just been working on that the last 6 months or so. He's done a great job getting all of our firefighters back up to speed and trained. So they were deployed, and of course, we just sent out everything we could up there when we got that call. Talked to Sean Barnett, city manager. He said it rattled things off the walls at
office,
City Hall.
Right? Yeah. That's what I understand.
He was working late, and books came off the desk and pictures off the wall. So it was quite a rumble there around that downtown area, that 7800 block. But we had had the head of the train about at 22nd Street. That train was westbound.
Okay.
And it was kind of in the middle of the train where those cars derailed. We're up to 20 cars now that are have damage or off track that they're working on. Overnight work has just been cleanup. Fortunately, still were no injuries reported at all with this. Got some tar and soybean oil are the two products that leaked out. So we were able to contain that pretty quickly, and been working with our partners at BNSF. They've been great. And then, of course, the Sheriff's Office and Woodward County EMS and the Highway Patrol helped out as well. And we've had officers out there all night. We do want to make sure we tell folks stay away from that area. 9th and Kansas is going to be a mess for probably a week. BNSF and ODOT will be out there trying to do repairs. The concrete's torn up. We have track pulled out. So it's a bit of a mess, but just kind of avoid that area. We've got road closure still roughly between the 600 6th to 10th Street as you go north. So 13th is open, Lakeview's open.
22nd, I guess.
22nd, yeah. So all that area is open. It's just mainly between 6th and 10th. You'll want to route around there, and I think they've got detour signs out
there. That's what I was going to ask. So truckers coming through town, obviously a lot of truckers come through and either go west or go north on 34, and those there are ways to navigate that with the detours that I would assume have already been set up.
Yep, that's correct.
What happens next? What's the next step?
Today is going to be, of course, cleanup continuing. A lot of progress was done last night. Of course, they've got they've got to drain the cars, get all the product out of each car, move that car off the tracks, try to get those tracks rebuilt and as quickly as possible, and, of course, the intersection. So the investigation will be ongoing, and that's what everybody wants to know. How did this happen? And whatnot, but this is going to take a while. NTSB will be here likely today or tomorrow, and they'll assist the BNSF crews. BNSF actually sent an investigative team out last night, so just a few hours after it happened, and they began trying to rebuild the scene and try to see what happened.
Folks are curious. You have a major fire, and the first thing before you're actually worried about damage and injuries, well, what caused it? And that's I know that's kind of top of everybody, and those things will come. And the good news is ultimately that there were no injuries, and the spillage was not hazardous in nature. Though I think I read somewhere where there were maybe some liquid propane or something.
There was, yeah. The tail end of the car had LP gas, so at the end, so we were liquid propane. So we were very fortunate in that regard, and just blessed that we were dealing with tar and soybean oil for sure.
You talked about getting that call when that happens. What's you get a call, there's been a train derailment in downtown Woodward. What's protocol, or what happens when those first officers, first responders on the scene? What do you try to do first? Determine what material may be involved, or injuries, or what's the mindset, or what's the process there when something bad happens?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I'm a second tier responder in emergency management, so we We do more coordination and setting up command.
Right.
Our first responders, of course, are going to be that first line police on scene first. And the firefighters get there usually right about that time or a little after. So my first reaction is evacuations, and that's what we get started with, is a plan on how we're going to do that. That area is very critical because we have all the businesses. Yeah. It's a heavily trafficked area. We have the hospital nearby, the air evac, medical helicopters. So we've got these, facilities we have to think of very quickly how we're going to manage that incident. So my information that I needed at first, as quickly as possible, was what product are we dealing with? And then we have software, and we have a cooperation with all the railroad companies. We have some software even on my phone where I can pull up what's on the train that's coming through. And we were doing that real quick as we were coming in. I just got home and fired the grill up and was ready to eat a nice cheeseburger. So we had to hook it back into town and get to work on that really rapidly. So we called the troops back in as we were just kind of rolling out and rolling home, and got everybody there quickly. And fortunately, we didn't have to implement that evacuation plan. We have the CF plant on the west side of town as well.
Sure.
So we've practiced this and drilled it and reviewed, and an evacuation of the city would be a challenge and take a while, but we didn't have to do any of that. We just evacuated about a 3-block area just to the south of the tracks there between 6th and 9th Street, right, roughly, just because of the crude oil odor that we had. But we were able to pull that pretty quickly as well, too. So,
Woodward doesn't necessarily have a, quote, rush hour, if you will, but there's a lot of traffic on the roads in and around downtown at 5:30 in the evening, people going north and south on Highway 34. So it never a good time for anything, but it was probably a pretty busy time of the evening. So.
Yep, that's right. We do want to definitely thank the BNSF crew, the administrators, and the public information team. They've been great helping us out and giving us information.
You brought a young lady, and she's refusing to be on the radio with us, but you brought a young lady from, I think.
That's right. We'll let her at least say hi.
Kendall Sloan. So,
good morning.
So, and you were telling me that you cover system-wide or a large area in terms of BNSF?
Yes, I do. I cover media relations for our entire network, 32,500 miles there. So a lot of ground cover, 28 states and 3 Canadian provinces. And it can be a lot on any given day, getting inquiries from,
sure,
a majority of the country. But with something like this, obviously this is not an event that you ever look forward to or you want to be a part of. But we are grateful that there are no injuries, that there is absolutely no threat to the public. And what's most important, as you were bringing up, Matt, is the safety of the public. And so that's number one for both of us. No matter what, when something like this first happens, to make sure that the community is safe and that they're taken care of. And so that will continue to be the priority, and we will stay here until everything is done, everything is cleaned up, and everything is out of here and safe. And I do want to stress just a big thank you to all of our first responders who have been working with us since this happened yesterday. Woodward County Fire Department, Office of Emergency Management, the police officers, sheriff's officers, and all those other first responders for being there with us to help get us through this and to keep everyone safe. We couldn't do it without them, and especially working in this heat, too.
I think the fact, and Matt really expanded on it, that you have a plan, or you actually have trained for this, and you never want it to happen but doggone it, sometimes bad things happen whether we like it or not. And at least it's not like you get that call and, oh crap, what are we going to do now? You actually have a plan that to address various and I'm sure you're on BNSF's part for various different types of incidents that may or may not happen at some point. At least there's a plan there.
We actually planned together. When I was a police officer, of course, we did a lot of accident investigation and scene assessment and control with BNSF. I had a lot of training with them together, and we do scenarios together. So that helps. We get to know the equipment and where to look for the certain things and what valves to turn and what not to touch and whatnot. So that's been great. And you've got to, you know, hope for the best, train for the worst, and prepare. And that's what we've done for many years. And we hope we never use our training, but it came in handy yesterday. The firefighters did great getting up there and getting a handle on things just quickly. And the crews were right there. BNSF station, you know, is right there at 10th and Kansas. So they were right there to help work right alongside the first responders. So everything went well. That was a big blessing.
Kendall, I don't want to put you on the spot, but this is a major thoroughfare for freight traffic from east to west. Basically, it's double tracked, a large area in the northwest Oklahoma, and a number of freight trains, if you will, make their way through Woodward in both directions, if you will. Any idea when that may resume? Or I assume you've kind of detoured your intercontinental traffic as well. Any idea when would at least get one line open?
We're still working on that right now. I think that, as I said, the priority at this point is just making sure that we get the cleanup done and that everyone is safe, and then we move on to operations. And we do have our morning meetings here in just a little bit, and hopefully we'll get an update, maybe get a closer ETO on when that will be. But the safety of the public comes first, and that's what we're focused on.
I was telling Matt, and he thinks I'm nuts, but there was a derailment 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and it was had much the same outcome. There was no injuries, nothing necessarily hazardous, but had to be in the almost identical spot or location, just north of downtown, back to the east of 9th Street. And here again, I don't recall, but I remember covering that. And they had built, there was just one main line, if you will. It wasn't double tracked at that point. They had built a shoe fly line or whatever they call it around that, and got traffic, you know, going again. But I want to research that. Maybe go back and look in the archives, if you will, of the Woodward News or something. But that
definitely so. That's a lot of, like, the first responder training has changed over the years. Track maintenance and then safety protocols have changed with, you know, rail accidents used to be, you know, not so rare many, many years ago. Now they do track inspections regularly. The safety is a really top priority, especially with BNSF. So it is really rare for this to happen with the, you know, the new tech and then what they've learned over the years. So it'll be interesting to see when the investigation's completed.
Well, transit always fascinated me. As you know, many of I came from a railroad family. My dad spent 36 years, then the Santa Fe before it was Burlington Northern, and then I think the actual name of the company now just BNSF, right? There's no Burlington Northern Santa Fe. It's railroad trains have always fascinated me and have obviously been interesting from coming from a railroad family and this country was built on the railroads, quite honestly. You know,
you bet. We've had comments like that. Why is the train running right through the middle of town? And I saw some of that yesterday and had some folks. And it's just that was transportation back in the day, and that's where those tracks
were so
laid. It was kind of a hub.
But honestly, now cities, larger cities, it wouldn't be here if it weren't
absolutely
for the development of railroads years ago. So. Anyway, Matt, thank you. And Kendall, thank you so much. Good luck to you the rest of the day. And let us know here at the radio station if we can help you in any way, shape, or form. Get word to folks what they need to do and not to do. And I know, you know, people, you encourage folks not to, let's go look at this, you know, and that's hard to do. And it's difficult, but, you know, I'll let you guys do your job down there and stay out of the way.
You bet. Yeah, just kind of avoid that area, especially, like I said, between 6th and 9th Street at Kansas at the tracks area. Definitely don't walk up there. We've had several try to get into that area walking. We've got to control that scene. It's a lot of hazards, a lot of metal and debris up there that we've got to get cleaned up. And I'll just close out by saying, you know, 9th Street will be shut down at the tracks for a while. Hopefully, I've gotten some fairly good updates and assessment on that, but probably expect a week, but they may have it done quite a bit quicker than that. But we should have a little more information later today when ODOT gets on scene and does some evaluations with the railroad crews.
Matt, you and Kendall, thank you so much for being here this morning.
You bet.
Here again. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you very much.